This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has assured the restoration of statehood to Jammu and Kashmir after the assembly polls. Addressing a public meeting in Jammu today, he said the coming assembly elections in J&K are historic as it is taking place for the first time under the national flag and the constitution following the abrogation of Article 370 by the Modi government. Mr. Shah also accused the Congress National Conference Alliance of making attempts to revive the old system. He said the NDA government will not allow the revival of terrorism, autonomy and injustice with any community including Gujjars, Pahari, Bakarwals and Dalits who were granted reservation by the BJP dispensation. The Home Minister is in Jammu on a two-day visit to boost the BJP's election campaign for the three-phase assembly elections beginning September the 18th. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today reviewed the progress of the construction work of high-tech Patna Medical College and Hospital at Patna, which is being developed as the world's second-largest hospital. The central government is providing assistance to Bihar for the development of an over 5,400-bed hospital with super-speciality facilities. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said education is the medium which brings changes and eradicates the evils and bad practices from society. He was speaking after inaugurating a Sainik school at Gorakhpur in Uttar Pradesh today. The Vice President said he is delighted to come to Gorakhpur Sainik School as he himself is an alumni of Sainik School Chittorgarh. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath in his address said Gorakhpur is a centre of education and health facilities for the population of around 3 crores living in adjoining Nepal, Western Bihar and Purvanchal region. He said this Sainik school will also play an important role in the education scenario of the region. The Gorakhpur Sainik School is the first Sainik school in eastern Uttar Pradesh and the second Sainik school run by the Uttar Pradesh Sainik School Society. In the mega oil palm plantation drive 2024, over 17 lakh saplings have been planted so far. The plantation drive has covered more than 12,000 hectares across 15 states in India. The initiative was launched under the National Mission on Edible Oil Palm on the 15th of July this year. The project aims to expand oil palm cultivation in the country. It has seen collective efforts from the central and state governments and leading oil palm processing companies. The drive has witnessed enthusiastic participation from states, including Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Karnataka, Kerala, Odisha and Tamil Nadu, among others. The Telangana government has announced 29 out of 33 districts in the state as flood-hit districts. The state government has also announced an assistance of 3 crore rupees for each of these districts to carry out immediate relief works. Earlier, 4 districts were declared as flood-hit and relief works were being carried out there. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast enhanced rainfall activity over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana during the next 4 days. The IMD added that extremely heavy rainfall will be likely over coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam tomorrow. The weather agency has also forecast very heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan today and over Telangana, Odisha and Madhya Maharashtra for the next 3 days. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall conditions will prevail over West Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, West Rajasthan, Uttarakhand, Gujarat region, Chhattisgarh, Konkan and Goa today. In Northeast India, these conditions will be present over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 7 days. The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated today across the country with great devotion. The day marks the birth of Lord Ganesh, who is a symbol of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. People place clay idols of Lord Ganesh in their homes and worship them during the 10-day-long festival. At the Paris Olympics 2024, India have so far won a total of 27 medals, 6 gold, 9 silver and 12 bronze. Sprinter Simran will participate in the women's 200-meter T12 final. Dilip Garvit will take part in the men's 400-meter T47 final and Navdeep in the men's javelin throw F41 final today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.